Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, April 17th. And we are live inside the DeZwan Windmill at Windmill Island Gardens in off of downtown Holland. Glad you are with us as we sort of commemorate the opening of a new season, the 60th season of Windmill Island Gardens. It was in October of 1964 that DeZwan came in pieces via the boat, went in, came to Muskegon, and then the pieces were sent down US 31 to its location here on Windmill Island Gardens. It opened for public viewing in April of 1964. And Matt Helmis, director of Parks and Recreation here in Holland, if I'm saying his title correctly, if not, he will correct me. He's alongside me here at Windmill Island Gardens inside DeZwan. I think I got the timetable right, Matt, in terms of getting DeZwan here some, well, 60 years ago.
You did. Came 64, opened in 65. Yeah, and has had 5 million plus people through that time. So lots of people have come, seen the windmill, seen the gardens. 5 million plus is pretty good numbers.
Tell us a little bit about the fact of DeZwan itself, because, yes, the exterior is what it was when it was initially built in the 17th century, I think, or 18th century. But inside, it's had to do some, it's had to be upgraded a little bit.
It's what we show some pictures here. If you come to the island, we show you what the windmill looked like in the Netherlands. And back then, it was really not in working condition. It wasn't in good shape. It had been shot up during World War II. It was not being used. So they sold us that mill, the broken down mill. We were happy to have it. One of the few mills allowed to leave the Netherlands at that time, really the last one. And we did a lot of work. You see that we're right in here, the brickwork, we built it up so it could catch good wind. We've replaced most of the mechanical components. We want to keep it functioning, and it's still a functioning mill to this day. We can turn it, we can grind grain with it. So, and it can also have visitors come through and see it all. So everything, the floor we're on now was American built, but everything up north of us was from the Netherlands. So we've replaced a lot of those pieces and parts that were full of bullet holes and, and not functioning. It's also, everything's stainless steel on the insides, everywhere where food touches. So we can be food certified. We're a historic mill, but we operate in a modern way. So, yeah.
Matt, how much milling does this facility do? How much can it really do practically?
Practically, when we grind grain, we can do about 15 to 20,000 pounds a year. We have a bin on the next floor above us that can hold about 3,000 pounds of grain. And it's interesting, 3,000 pounds of flour, I should say. So we can do that much grinding in about 3 or 4 hours. It goes very quickly. So we're just now rebuilding our team of millers. We have Rob Zogman, a volunteer miller, has been here for years, and he is training newbies. So the mill is turning, and it'll be grinding again this summer, producing flour. We get calls. They love windmill flour. Even my wife uses it at home, and she wants more flour. So
you say windmill flour. There's a specific brand?
Well, we sell it in our bags here. We're certified. We're going to be recertified this year. We take grain from locally here in West Michigan from King Milling, and we grind it here, and it turns into flour, and we package it up and sell it. So, yeah, my wife uses it at home. A lot of people in the community
For those of us or those of you outside the area, where can you get this windmill flour?
So right now, the last several years we've been grinding, we sell it on site, and we actually can't keep up with visitor demand. A lot of our tourists that come and visit, they're just so excited. It's a very unique thing to take home. Not many places you can go visit the mill, a historic mill where they're grinding it. So we've not been able to keep up with visitor demand. We hope to grind more and more and produce it. We've done some projects with New Holland Brewery. We've done projects with DeBoer Bakery in the past, Coppercraft Distillery. So you can always get it in drink form and food form as well.
If you're talking about New Holland Brewery, are they saying, can you sort of grind these choices, hops and grains for them?
Yeah, they've done a gin several years ago during tulip time, and it's pretty tasty. I can tell you.
Well, I know the old line, evil women drink gin, and that's why I don't touch that. But no, no, no. But anyway, if you got a question for Matt Helmus, 616-395-1450. Got a couple of minutes before we have to step aside for Brian Spencer's What's New Around Howlin. We'll have bottom of the hour Caitlin Vermaris of the Zealand Historical Society joining us here at the Dzhuan Windmill. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Besides the windmill, tell us a little bit about the little community that was styled after, I would say, an 18th century Dutch community.
Yeah, exactly. We have our little historical village area down there. It's really meant to look like the same time as when the first settlers came to Holland in the 1840s. That's where our guides have costumes from them. But we have our post house, our visitor center is based on a replica building. I was fortunate enough in 2019 to go over and visit that building in the Netherlands. Still a restaurant today. Kind of nice to view the original. We have our street organ that was brought from the city of Amsterdam in 1947 as a thank you to the city of Holland. A lot of residents here had donated money and food and clothing back to the Netherlands. We have our kids' carousel that was brought over in the 70s. Those we call the windmill, the carousel, and the organ are three Dutch treasures. They're really three pieces of history from the Netherlands. And then the rest of the buildings are replicas and displays that we've brought over. Little Netherlands is always fun for people to see. Was built by Sip Houtman, a local resident from the Netherlands, he wanted to kind of make a maquette of life back in the Netherlands. So it's fun to see. You see the windmills turning, you see the little kids enjoying it. And then the beautiful flowers, 36 acres of gardens that change from tulips to annuals and perennials. So yeah, I know you and Emily talked about it, but I always tell people, come before tulip time and then come back in June, July, and August when all those annuals are in bloom. I'm a Dutch kid, but I take that over tulip time even.
the thing, when we talk with Emily, we talk more about the flowers itself and developing some of that. I wanted to more focus on exactly here at not only the Dzhuan Windmill, but Windmill Island Gardens. There's also a couple of birdhouses behind us here to the east of the windmill. And I would assume some of our fine feathered friends, stop on by there.
Yes, those are actually a great project. We've worked with several Eagle Scouts to develop their final projects here on the island. And those are Purple Martin houses that were put up several years ago. Purple Martins are very picky about their housing, and this is a great spot. They like to be in a wide open area near the water. And again, we have 36 acres here, right near the water. So those we know, Purple Martins living in those houses, and they fly around. We love to see them. We have a lot of nature here. Like you mentioned, we're right off of downtown, but we have too many Canadian geese and deer, and then a lot of other feathered friends and furry friends. So
let's talk a little bit about Bambi and his friends and too many Bambis, too many thumpers. If you come to Windmill Island now, and you're trying to look for tulips, you're going to have to look through snow fences right now. You got a problem with those guys right now.
Yeah, we live in nature here. So we have fencing up so the tulips don't get mowed by the deer every night. That fencing will come down. It always comes down before tulip time. We just started taking it down today, some of the first fencing. We usually open it up so people can enjoy the tulip views. But yeah, if we open it too early, those tulips will be gone. So we time it right.
If you want more information about Windmill Island, Windmill Island Gardens, go to cityofholland.com in the parks tab, and you'll be able to find out more information about Windmill Island Gardens. Matt Helmus, thank you very much for not only chatting with us, but also allowing us to do our program here and helping us with our accommodations. Thank you.
You're very welcome.